Okay, gentlemen.
We've got Srilliz. Who's the...
Srilliz Schneider is on the phone. Check that out. Justice Alayach Elokayach. I apologize. I'm making you guys wait over here. We are ready to go. So we're doing the Mishnah over here. And the Mishnah says, it's all about Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shofar Shel... The other thing we speak about here is Shel Tainus. That was the main focus in the top of the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, Yoal Poshut. Tainus is... Kafuf, Zohar, Kafuf. That's what the Tanakhama says. Bishal Tainus, Zohorim, Kfufim. Upiv Metzufe, Kesem, Eshtei Chatzoytus, Beemtza. Shofar Mekatzah, Chatzoytus, Mayricha, Shemitzas, Ayoyim, Bechatzoytus. That's where we got up to. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Shove Yoivel the Rosh Hashanah. Now we're moving out of Tainus, and we're going on to Yoivel. Yoivel is once every 50 years. We've mentioned it already a little bit. We blow the shofar on when? Yom Kippur. But this is not Tainus Dikareid. This is not a Tainus Dikashofar. This is a shofar of Yoivel, which happens to be on Yom Kippur. So sometimes we'll call it Yoivel, sometimes we'll call it Yom Kippur. But it's referring to the same thing. It's once every 50 years we blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, what we do on Yom Kippur is identical to what we do on Rosh Hashanah. L'tkiyon lebrachos. They have the same tkiyon, they have the same brachos. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Shaveh yoivel l'Rosh Hashanah l'tkiya. Rashi says, what does it mean l'tkiya? Bipshutim. What does bipshutim mean? The straight, he's referring to the shape of the shofar. So Rashi says, just like Rosh Hashanah we use pshutim, so too on Yom Kippur we use pshutim because of gzeira shofar. Yeah, I got the kiosk of Yoav Eloi letfil lo zikaron, el lesimin, shiluach avadim, hashmatis mechiris sada, yisafil hachi, kiderash shana boi lamevad, the garmina le gzeira shofar, shvi ishvi beperek basra. Says Rashi, even though Yom Kippur, the Yovel, hot gornish tutan, has nothing to do with tefillah or anything like that. It's not tefillah, not zikaron. So still, because of the gzeira shava, therefore we're going to use the same type as we do on Rosh Hashanah. So it seems like over here, Rashi learns, what is the shofar used for? Simin be'alma. It's a simin shiluach avadim hashmatas mechiras sadas. It's just a simin. That's the way that Rashi seems to learn. There's other rishonim that say a little bit different. The way that the Sefer Habatim says, he says it's lefarsim. Simin sounds like a similar type of thing. Simin, lefarsim, it's just to let everyone know. However, the Rabbeinu Yonah Simin Lumiel says, you're blowing on Yovel is lesimcha. It's lesimcha. What's the simcha of Yovel? To free the slaves. I guess it's a simcha for the slaves, not for the masters. It's for the slaves. It's simcha. The masters, they're losing their slaves. It's also free. It's also good for people that have sold their land to get back their land. So it's simcha because the whole idea, I guess. But what's the whole idea we said, and why is it going back? We spoke about it yesterday. Restart. The idea is everyone should get a fresh start. So it's a simcha dika time. It's an idea of simcha. So then we're, what? Oh, that's interesting. I don't know. We'll have to see if that's why we blow straight. But he says it's simcha. Could be. You don't have to be bent over. Bent over is always like, bent over. It's straight. You stand up straight. It's simcha. Stand up straight. You might want to get rid of him already. Could be. An Eved Kanani always has to stay by his master forever and ever and ever. Unless you need someone for a minion, then you could free him in order to make a tenth man for the minion. Aside from that, keep him as a slave. An Eved Ivri always can go out by Yoifa. It's an Eved Ivri. So we always wanted Eved Ivri to have another chance. Akoponim, there's a third pshat over here in the Rishonim. That a different reason why you have to blow the shofar is dafka somewhat the opposite. The reason why we're blowing the shofar is because it's in order to express the that it, there's a challenge of blowing the shofar. The Chinuch says the following thing. He says the person that's sending the slave out is going to have a hard time. And you have to send your slave out, not just send him out. What do you have to send him out with? Does anyone know? With gifts. You got to like, you have to like really be like, get into a zone. So because it's challenging, so therefore, the lashon of the Chinuch is L'oyrer lev habriyos ala inyan ulechazek nafshom ulehazhirom ala mitzvah. The shoyma is kol ha-shoyfer. The kol ha-shoyfer is trying to get you in touch with your neshama. Stop thinking about your gashmis. I'm like, ah, I'm losing so much money. I'm going to like, well, this I'm taking a hit. I'm losing my evet. No, we definitely want him to try to like to be mechazik his emuna. We blow the shofar. So it seems like there have been Yonis and Leo saying that the reason the shofar is blown is for the slave, and the Chinuch is saying the reason the shofar is being blown is for the master. Right? We're trying to either be mesameach the slave or try to be mechazik the master. Al kofanim, this is why we're blowing the shofar. But Rashi says over here, this is an important nekuda. Rashi is telling us that what is the what does it mean shofar? But it says, Shove Yoiva le Rosh Hashanah, says Rashi, they're equal, they're identical in Pshutim, the shape of the shofar. The Rambam says differently. The Rambam learns, what does it mean, Shove the Rosh Hashanah and Yoiva? Liminyan hatkiyos, the amount that you have to blow. That's what it means. Machloikes Rambam and Rashi. Rashi learned it means the shape of the shofar. The Rambam learns it means the amount that you blow. So I ask you, which one is more meduyik in the lashon of the Mishnah? Think about it. Don't just jump out at me. Which one is more meduyik in the lashon of the Mishnah? What would you say? Rashi or the Rambam? Again, Rashi says it's the shape, and the Rambam says the number. So some people are saying Rashi, some people are saying Rambam. I'm going to start with people that say the Rambam. Why would you say the Rambam? Tkia, it sounds like the blowing. So what is the blowing? If you were saying like Rashi, what would you say? In the shofar. The shofar in the shofar. They have the same shape shofar, the same type of shofar. Why would someone say it's more meduyik like the Rambam, like Rashi? Anyone have a reason why it's more meduyik like Rashi? Okay, hold on a second. That's good. Hold on. Anyone else? The same type of thing. Anything else? Okay. Oh, because that hemshuch of the Mishnah for sure sounds like Rashi. Right? What is our Mishnah talking about? The whole talk, the discussion of the Mishnah. We haven't even mentioned the minyan atkias yet. Minyan tkias man dochar shmei. Which means no one's talking about that. No one, so I would say the flow of the Mishnah is for sure mashma like Rashi. That's as we're talking about the minyan. We're talking about the type of shofar. But the language of the Mishnah, shofar l'tkia, sounds like the Rambam. What? In a chanami, but you're right. So that's it's the shofar for the shape. And once we say the shape, so we also schlep in. But according to the Rambam, this does not belong in our Mishnah at all. What are we saying? What are you telling me, a hekesh that has no shaykhus to what we're talking about? Lakshin kugel. You know, I don't know about you. I don't like the people. I'm in the middle of shir, and then all of a sudden, someone starts talking about something like totally random. Oh, by the way, Rebbe, I'm just wondering, like, on Rosh Hashanah, do we have to dip our apple in the honey? I'm like, could you please? Come on. We're trying to have a conversation here. Okay, but it doesn't say that. It's just interesting. It would be an interesting way to do it. Which Avi is bringing up is, according to the Rambam, what's taka the din of the shape of the shofar on Yom Kippur? According to Rashi, does state that the shape is the same. According to the Rambam, it doesn't say that, so what's taka the shape? That we'll have to see. Awesome. I just want to be matzdik Rashi for a moment, my friends, and make this machloikas. I'll give a little more depth to perhaps why the Rambam wouldn't say like Rashi. Because Rashi, I know the language is bad, according to Rashi, but according to the Rambam, what in the world, what are we not talking about this at all? We're talking about the shape. Achlekes is fine. The place that we spoke about before, if you remember, What? Oh, similar. We said before machloikas. We spoke about, can you change the shape of your shofar? Can you take a shofar and make it a different shape? We said it was a machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramban. And what was the yisod of machloikas? Is this a din in the tkia or is it a din in the shofar? The fact that you need it to be bent, is it a din in the tkia or is it a din in the shofar? We said it is a din in the tkia, so I don't care the way it was. It grew. I just care that it's being blown, rounded. That's what the Ramban says. This is the Ramban. I don't care the way it grew. The point is that what shape it's in presently. However, it's a din in the cheftza of the shofar, we said in the Rambam. So then, if the shofar has to be a round shofar, I took the shofar and I made it round, it doesn't help. So everybody say, like this, listen, Rabbi Sahirtsu. Rashi says that shaveh Rosh Hashanah niyoyva l'tkiya. Tkiya. What does that mean? The shape of the shofar. The shape of the shofar. What's the pshat? If the shape of the shofar is a din in the tkiya, so I could use the word tkiya to describe that this means that the shape is the same. So the Ramban, for example, who says, I don't care how the shofar grew, all I care is that right now it has to be in the shape of round or straight. Why? Because it's a din in the tkiya. So therefore, it's beautiful according to Rashi. It says they're shaveh in their tkiya. What shape it has to be when you blow it. However, the Rambam lishitasoi, the Rambam holds that the shape is not a din in the tkiya. It's a din in the chefza of the shofar, the Rambam holds. So if it's a din in the chefza of the shofar, the word shaveh yoivel or Rosh Hashanah the tkiya cannot mean the shape of the shofar, because the shape of the shofar is not a din in the tkiya. It's a din in the shofar. You know, the Rambam is forced to learn a different pshat. What does he learn? What does he mean, the tkiya? The minyan hatkiyas, the numbers that we blow. Rabbi said it's very gishmak. Machloikas, was that clear?
Rabbi.
Are you want me to say that again? Who is that talking over there?
Shrilly.
Shrilly Snyder?
Yeah.
How you doing, Shrilly?
Good.
What's up?
Isn't it Pasha that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah have the same tkiyas? That's a Gemara later on. Mamadalat Amadalat. He talks about that there's a hekesh of Yovel to Shofar in
this
regards
to. It seems to me that this is the hekesh. This is a
Mishnah. That's a Gemara later on.
For that din of later on. So the Mishnah is now stating that they are linked in the number of tkiyas that they make, according to the Rambam, according to Rashi. We're not even talking about that right now. So it seems like the Rambam is saying this is going to be the source for this halacha. Should I say it again, Rabbi Yisai? Is it clear? Should I say it again? All right, one more time. Here goes, my friends. We're going to end up going a little late because we start a little late. Tough nookies. Here goes. The Mishnah says, Shava Yoivel Rosh Hashanah L'Tzikiyah. Rashi learns that means the shape of the shofar. We said it's a little shmer on Rashi. The shape of the shofar? The word tkiyah sounds like the blowing. We said the Rambam is better with that because the Rambam says it means the number of tkiyas, the number of koilos, the minyan hatkiyas, how much you blow. Got that? The Rambam's a little bit better. So I said maybe Rashi learns, like the Ramban. The Ramban says the shape of the shofar is not a din in the cheftza of the shofar. The shape of the shofar is a gufa din in how you blow it. We want a blow of straight or a blow of curved. We explained that the Ramban says, I don't care the way that the shofar grew. Put it in boiling hot water when it becomes more malleable, and then you can, no problem, and then you could blow a shofar, make it round, that's the Rambam says. Why? Because it's all about the way that the shofar is being blown. However, the Rambam says, no, I need the shofar to have been born round. Why is that? Because the Rambam says, it's a din in the cheftza of the shofar, and the cheftza of the shofar has to be a round shofar. I took a straight shofar and made it round, it's not a round shofar. It's a straight shofar that's now blowing round. So the Rambam says, the din of the shape of the shofar is a din in the cheftza of the shofar. It's not a din in the tkiya. Therefore, the Rambam was forced to learn an alternative pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yoivel and Rosh Hashanah are similar to tkiya. What does that mean? Rashi says, that could mean the shape of the shofar, because the shape of the shofar is a din in the tkiya, says Rashi. The Rambam has to learn something alternative. Even though our Mishnah is not talking about that, it's a little bit left field. Third base. We did it. We'll get to there. We'll have to get to there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Okay, Rabbi, so let's keep going on. Okay. Yes, sir. What'd you say? I can't hear you. I can't hear you so well. We're going to try to do it later, okay? Great. Fine. Was sagt the Gemara weiter? Sagt Rashi weiter, I'm sorry. Says Rashi weiter. Rashi says, Ula brachos, the boy la meimar tisha brachos b'yom kippur shel yoivo. You need to say nine brachos yom kippur of yoivo. So that's the Tanakhama. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, the end of the Mishnah, right at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. B'Rosh Hashanah, Toikim Mishel Zcharim, Shazcharim. Zcharim would mean what shape? Kufin. U'b'yoyv lois Mishel Ye'elim. So Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakhama for sure about Rosh Hashanah, because he said Rosh Hashanah, we're blowing Mishel Zcharim. And our Mishnah up until now said Rosh Hashanah, we're blowing Mishel Pshutim. Ye'elim Pshutim. And here he's saying Shel Zcharim Kufim. And Yoivol Shel Ye'elim, says Rashi. If you don't have a time of a farish b'gemara, we'll get to that. Yoivol Shel Ye'elim, Ugzera Shava Loi Gamir. Ugzera Shava Loi Gamir. In other words, Rashi is bavorning the following thing. Why did we say that on Yoivol, Rashi Lishitasa, you're going to blow Pshutim, according to the Tanakhama? We said Shaveh Rosh Yom Kippur Le Rosh Hashanah. Shaveh Yoivel Le Rosh Hashanah Le Tekiyah. What does that mean? They have the same shape, Shofer. Why? Because of the Gzeira Shaveh. So the Tanakhama isn't saying that Yoivel has a din that it should be Pshutim. What is the Tanakhama saying? Yoivel has a din that it should be like Rosh Hashanah, because that's Xeris HaKosef, Xeris Shava. So Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, Rosh Hashanah is Kafuf. What would I think that therefore Yom Kippur should be? What should Yovel be? Also Kafuf, because of Xeris Shava. Says Rashi, no, Xeris Shava lo gomir. So we have two machloikasim between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda at the moment. First machloikis is, what do you do for Rosh Hashanah? What does the Tanakhama say we do for Rosh Hashanah? What did the Mishnah start saying we do for Rosh Hashanah? Pashut. What does Rabbi Yehuda say we do for Rosh Hashanah? Kafuf. Next machloikis. Will you equate Yom Kippur Yovel to Rosh Hashanah? Tanakhama says, just like you blow Rosh Hashanah, Pashut. Also, we blow on Yovel, Pashut. Because of Gzeirah Shava. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, on Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to blow Kafuf. On Yom Kippur Yovel, I'm going to blow Pashut. So I want you to understand, my friends, if you do this sheet, this chart that we made, it will appear that Rabbi Yehuda only argues on the Tanakhama in one thing. He only argues about Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, the Tanakhama says, it's Pashut, Yovel Pashut. And on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Kafuf. But on Yom Kippur, they both say Pashut. What? Leave out time for a second. And, but, for different reasons. For different reasons. Why is it that the Tanakhama says Pashut? Zeresh Shava. Why is it that Rabbi Yehuda says Pashut? Can't say because of Zeresh Shava. Because if it were because of Zeresh Shava, then he would say that it should need Kafuf. He says, not Gzeira Shafa. So we'll have to see why it's Yoal Pashut. We'll see, Bez Hashem, we'll get there. But Shtel Tzuch the Kasha, the Rishonim asked the question. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold it Gzeira Shafa? Tell me, my friends. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold of the Gzeirah Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah, yes or no? Sounds like no. The Gemara says the bottom line of the Mishnah says, the second to last Rashi, Gzeirah Shava Lo Gomir. He differentiates between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah you blow Kfufim, Yom Kippur you blow Pshutim, Yovel you blow Pshutim. He doesn't have Gzeirah Shava. Have we used this Gzeirah Shava in the past? What do we use the Gzeirah Shava to teach us? The fact that you need a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we only know from Gzeirah Shava. It doesn't say anywhere in the scriptures, at least in the Torah, anywhere that you need to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. What does it just call it? Yom Trua, day of blasting. So how do we know that you need a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Gzeirah Shava from Yovel. So your Yehuda doesn't hold a Gzeirah Shava? Could it be he doesn't hold a Gzeirah Shava? Ebaze, how does he know that you have to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? It's pretty basic. This is the question. Is it clear, the question? I will say it one more time. The Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ran will both ask this question as follows. Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between what you're blowing on Rosh Hashanah and what you're blowing on Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is kfufim, it's bent. Yom Kippur is pshutim. Yom Kippur yoivel goes together. Yom Kippur yoivel is pshutim. How does it differentiate between them? The Tanakhama doesn't differentiate. Oh, the Tanakhama holds that there's a Gzeirah Shava. Shava yoivel kippur, yoivel Rosh Hashanah. Because of the Gzeirah Shava, says Rashi. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the Gzeirah Shava? Oh, says Rashi, he doesn't hold the Gzeirah Shava. He doesn't hold the Gzeirah Shava. So how in the world does he know that we have to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? We only know that from Gzeirah Shava. We saw that. I'll show you where we saw that, my friends. Right away, somewhere in the very beginning. Rashi says, Daf Chaf Vav Amid Aleph, I'll show it to you black on white. Rashi on the Mishnah, we speak about you need a shofar. Call a shofar is Kshiris. The second Rashi, Rashi says, Gabi Yom Kippur, shofar Kshiv, Vata shofar Truah. Perek Baso Gamrin on Rosh Hashanah, Mi'oivel. We only know Shofar from Yom Kippur. It says Shofar by Yom Kippur, doesn't say it by Rosh Hashanah. If I don't hold the Gzeirah Shava, then how in the world do I know that you need a Shofar? Azoy frek the Tosfos Yeshanim. Zok the Tosfos Yeshanim ateret. Vice the Chois, Rabbi Yehuda has a different Makar. In a Hanami, Yehuda has a different Makar that you blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. He brings a different Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, No. Tiku b'choyde shofar. Let me see if I can find the pasuk here. Tiku b'choyde shofar. V'kesel yom chay. Tiku b'choyde shofar. Pasuk in Tila. Different makar. Choydesh. V'kesel means when the moon is covered. Kesel is Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos says it's really referring to Rosh Hashanah. It's a pasuk. It's different makar. Not like we saw in the Mishnah Rashi. How does different makar? It's a pella. There's a concept in Gzeirah Shavas which is called Ein Gzeirah Shava Lemechtza, which means either you're all in or you're all out. Avi's trying to suggest, okay, maybe it just takes half of the Gzeirah Shava. Don't go that way. Either you're all in or you're all out. Ein Gzeirah Shava Lemechtza. So does he learn the Gzeirah Shava? Does he not learn the Gzeirah Shava? So first teretz, Tosfos Yeshanim is, he doesn't learn the Gzeirah Shava. Ein Hanami. What? Oh, it's a little bit hard because it's a pasuk in Ksuvim. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. There's meramis to that when I introduced a little earlier. It's not so simple. You can have a pasuk. Divrei Torah, mi divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinon. If it's so simple to take this pasuk. I don't know. Comes along, the Ran, and says a different teretz. Says the Ran, hold on a second, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about which type of shofar you're going to use. The last Mishnah told us, kol ha-shofar is k'sher. Really, what can you use? Any shofar. So this Mishnah comes along and says, we prefer a particular type of shofar. Ayol, Yoel, Rosh Hashanah this, Yom Kippur that. But let me ask you a question. Are any of these things le'ikuva? Are any of these things le'halacha? Or are they just le'mitzveh? Says the Ran, all these things are just, they're just improvements. They're just hidurim. These are just things that we would prefer. It would be better if you'd use this type of shofar. That's not included in the Gzeira Shava. A Gzeira Shava is halacha, ma'akev. Can I blow a trumpet on Rosh Hashanah and be yotze my mitzvah? Anyone? No. That's a halacha. Can I blow a ayol even according to the Tanakama that says Rosh Hashanah shel yoal pshutim? He just means, says the Ran, that we'd rather that type of shofar. It's a better shofar. It doesn't mean you need that shofar. So as long as it's just a hider, then you could include, then we could say, I don't make a gzeira shava on hidurim. I make gzeira shavas on halachas. So about it, you also the gzeira shava, just not to include this detail because it's not halacha. All halachas are going to be included. This is not halacha. This is just an extra thing, says the Ran. Oh, good, good, good.
Rashi clearly says there's no gzeira shava.
Us?
Rashi clearly says that he doesn't hold up the Gzeira Shava.
Rashi sounds like he doesn't hold the Gzeira Shava at all. That's what Chesky's doing also. So Rashi might go like the first teretz of the Tzitz Yishanim. However, we're going to say another teretz also of the Tzitz Yishanim as follows. I just want to say that this whole approach of the Ran is connected to the Rambam. The Rambam holds its Le'ikuva. The Rambam holds what it says in our Mishnah. It says, I Yoel Pashut. The Rambam felt that it would be only Yoel Pashut. Everything else is puzzle. The Rambam paskins, on Rosh Hashanah, you need to use Ayol Kofuf. And if you don't, it's puzzle. The Ravid goes, says, Rambam, it's a little exaggeration. Pifriz alamido, says the Ravid. It's a little bit much. Come on. It's a mitzvah, but it's not a ma'akib. The Rambam says it's ma'akib. We have to figure it out. We'll see soon, Bez Hashem. But the Rambam won't go for this teretz. Because the whole teretz of the Ran is, oh, this is not really halacha, it's just a hidur. The Ram says, no, this is halacha psuka. If your shofar is not kafuf, if your shofar is not an ayil, you are not yoytze. The Ram l'shitosa, the Ram's pshat in the Gemara. You have to see if the, okay, if anyway, there might be the gzera shava. In the way we set it up, not, but in, Akoparim says the Ran, another teretz. Sorry, the Tzitz Yishanim. It's another teretz. You look at it inside. Don't hack with me about it now because it's taka very, very interesting. Says the Ran, listen, Gzeira Shavas are great. But if I have a Svara can trump a Gzeira Shava. Well, we'll have to see what that is. But Gzeira Shava the Mechitza is true. But if I have a svara that's so compelling, my svara can tell me not to do the gzera shava. Gevaldik, Yechiel says he has a makar for it. We're going to have to find that makar later. We're going to go through that later. But Devaila, Avi, listen to what we're saying over here. It's not normal. We're saying there's a gzera shava. Usually gzera shava is that, you know, go soak your head. I have a gzera shava, gzera shava. Who cares if I understand it, don't understand it. But if I have a svara to be mafkia from the gzera shava, Yechiel says he has a makar in Kedushin. Try to figure that out at night, Seder. I'll call upon him, Rabbi Sait. Let's move on. Now we're going to get to the meat. We just did the potatoes. Well, we're going to see what the svar is right now. Now we're going to see the svar. Says the Halagi Gemara. Here we are. Amar Rabbi Levi. Mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippur b'kfufim. V'shel kol Hashanah b'pshutim. Rabbi Levi comes along and he says a third, seemingly third opinion. Rabbi Levi says Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are kfufim. And Rosh Hashanah, and Kol Hashanah, what is another word for Kol Hashanah? Tainus is pshutim. Frekta Gemara, Batnan. Shevish Rosh Hashanah. We say in our Mishnah the Shevish Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be straight. You're saying the Shevish Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be bent. Udomer ki aitano. He was like this Tanya Tanya. Rabbi Udomer Rosh Hashanah taking Michelle Zacharim Kfufim. Ubiyoy Vlis Michelle Ye'elim. He was like Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yehuda, the bottom of the Mishnah. So Rabbi Levi is agreeing to Rabbi Yehuda that Rosh Hashanah really needs kafuf. How do we paskin? Does anyone know? Kafuf. We have over here, it's a tag team, Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Levi is after the Mishnah, therefore it seems like we're going to paskin like that. Rosh Hashanah needs scharim kafufim. The Tana of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, shall you eat? Is the Gemara, Balema Hilchas like Rabbi Yehuda? Why doesn't he just say Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda? You tell me he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, so why does he have to come and make it sound like as if he's saying his own thing? It's like almost like plagiarizing. It's like he's questioning. Oh, I think like this. Just say all like Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara, Iyam Hilchas like Rabbi Yehuda, Avamina, Afilu Shel Yoivel, Nami Kin Rabbi Yehuda, Sirale. If you would say Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, I would think that he bought into Rabbi Yehuda, lock, stock, barrel, everything. Rosh Hashanah and Yoivel, the old like Rabbi Yehuda. But he doesn't. He only holds like Rabbi Yehuda by Rosh Hashanah. By Yovel, he doesn't. Let's see. So, what is Rosh Hashanah? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Kafuf. Rabbi Levi agrees. By Yovel, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Pashas. What does Rabbi Levi say? Kafuf. B'mai kamiflegi. Rabbi said, we made charts over here. Very important chart because we're going to have, I don't know how many of you filled out, finished out the chart. We made a chart of all the different, I don't know anyone, if anyone photocopied them, the empty one. B'mai kamiflegi. Mar sabar b'rosh Hashanah kama dekayif inish daite tvei maili. Ubi yom kippur kama deposhet inish daite tvei maili. Mar sovar kama dekayif inish daite tvei maili. What does that mean? Rosh Hashanah, you should have your head bent. Yom Kippur, you should be straight. Umar sovar b'Rosh Hashanah kama deposhet inish daite tvei maili. The other person holds, on Rosh Hashanah, you should be straight. Ubitainis kama dekayif inish daite tvei maili. On Tainis, you should be bent. What does it say much to us? Rashi, in his brilliance, gives us tremendous commentary on what's going on over here. There's lots of drama in this Gemara. What's the machloikas? Rosh Hashanah should be bent, Rosh Hashanah should be straight. Which one? What's the machloikas? Marisol, Rosh Hashanah should be bent. Rosh Hashanah should be straight. What's the machloikas? Says Rashi. We're going to do all the Rashi. Shokol Hashanah, Shol Tainis, Kamash Mulam, Rosh Hashanah, Islik, Rebbe Yehuda, Abel Yoyver, Leslay, Mishum Zereshah. Either eat less late because he holds the Tere Shabbat. Ma'akim if the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda. Kama dekayif inish, says Rashi. Bitfi losoi. Panav kfushim la'aretz. When a person's davening, his face should be down. Abayisai, we're talking about blowing a shofar. Why is Rashi talking about when you daven? Okay, this is classic here. Vintage. You got to know, you got to walk out. This has got to be like easy for you. Because Rashi is saying, he's talking about the way you daven when he's talking about blowing a shofar. The reason is because shofar is between us, when you daven, your face should be down. It's tvei other, it's even better. Mishum,
oh, where's the other one?
I believe I shom. Rashi means the pasuk in Malachi. Your eyes and your heart is there. Ilkach b'Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to run this through quickly. We're going to have to get back to this. Ubi Yovel Shein Likroy Dror Beinam Pshutim Gzera Shavu Lesley Yovel something else. The other man the armor head. I'm a poshet tvei adif. Mishum Binosa Livavenu Al Kapayim. Ilkach Brashanah Pshutim De Tfilohu. Rashi says, a different approach to tefillah. No, son of a man, or kapai, you put your hands like on your palms. The tefillah. Also saying, because of the tefillah elements. So what's going on? Says, Agoyin Rabbi Yosha Ber Salavation. Gave out a Gemara, Yevomis, Daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis. You don't got to know what's going on in the Gemara because it's totally irrelevant. They have a machloikas in the Gemara there. It's on the top. It's around 8 lines from the top. Machloikas, Reb Chia, and Reb Shimon Barebi. They were sitting and they were hacking. They were schmoozing. Come along. What do they say? Chad Omer, a mispal tzorch shitin ein of lamata. One says, when you daven, your eyes should be down. And one of them said, ein of lamala, your eyes should be up. How do you daven? Do you daven like this? Or do you daven like this? How do you daven? We'll see. It's a halacha here, my friends. How do you daven? The one who says you daven like this, he brings a pasuk. His pasuk is, V'hoya einai v'libai shom. Did you hear that pasuk before? You ever heard of that pasuk before? What? That's the pasuk that Rashi brought. And the other mandamer says that your eyes should be up. Says Shenemar, Nosa levavenu al kapayim. Same pasuk that Rashi brought. In other words, Rashi is telling us here in his Goinus, for Rashi and Gemara and Yavamis is like that, that the machloikas in our Gemara is the Zelmike machloikas in the Gemara and Yavamis, Kofay. Don't the machloikas about how do you daven? Do you daven with your up or do you daven down? Over here it's machloikas in your shofar. Is your shofar bent? Is your shofar straight? Say machloikas. How do we paskin? You want to know? Says the Gemara there, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi, says the name of his father, Amispalel tzorech sheyiten einov lemato, v'liboy lemato, lemalo, liboy lemalo, einov lemato, liboy lemalo, so he's being mekayim both. But the Maisa, eyes down, shofar, bent. That's the way we pass it. That's the way we pass it. What? Okay. I'll upon him. Rabbi Isai, now I have a problem. It's beautiful. Ah, Svasayim Yishak. Kiss it. Svasayim Yishak. Beautiful. This is Rashi. And it's Tfilah Exports. I have one problem. I ask you a question. If a person davens like this, is he yoytze tefila? He's not supposed to. The Rambam says, Hilchos tefila, sword together with Yosef Lefkowitz. Supposed to daven like this. Hands on head. If you ever watched the Mashgiach daven, he nailed it. Okay, like this, hand on top of hand, this, get it down, it's down. Let's say he doesn't. Daven like this. Is he yoytze? What do you think? He's yoytze. The Aloch is yoytze. Even Sderai says, yoytze. Rambam says, you're yoytze. Oh no, I'm talking about tefillah. I'm talking about tefillah. Talking about tefillah. Hold on. Okay. The halacha is by tefillah. Says the Rambam, you're supposed to daven like this. You don't have your hand on top of hands. A lot of people don't do that. You're yoitze. If you don't daven like if you daven like this, you're yoitze. It's not the way you're supposed to daven, but you'll be yoitze. So I have a kasha. The Rambam holds you have a shofar that's not bent on Rosh Hashanah. You're not yoitze. And the whole reason we want a shofar that's bent is because it mimics the way that you daven. But by daven, you are yoytze. So why by Rosh Hashanah you're not yoytze? You're the kasha? Fine. Shu'acht is the pshat hazeh. Oh. If you would hold, it's a din in the kiyah shofar, which means it's a din in the way that you daven. The Ramban says, it's not ma'akiv. In the Chanami, it's not ma'akiv. You could daven like this, you could daven like that. But it says the Ramban is a din in the chefts of the shofar. If the shofar is not prepared to daven that way, then it's not a good shofar. If it's a din in the chefts of the shofar, you'd say this, in other words, a person punked daven like this. But if the person's whole metzias, the shofar's whole mahus, is to not be kafuf, so then it's not good for the shofar. So then the chefts of the shofar, therefore it's ma'akif. Aflo v'fele. We say a lot of deep stuff we're saying today. And we're not done. Is that clear? What? What'd you say? No, the Rambam says you can't change the Torah. No, it's Tikkun Amidus. It's Tikkun Amidus. Weisnicht. Weisnicht. Okay.
What shayches does the davening have to the shofar though?
What'd you say?
It still doesn't explain what shayches does shofar blowing shofar have to do with the person davening bent.
Yeah, so you came in a little late on the we've been doing this shofar davening thing for a while. Yeah, since the first day, I think. It's the first day, right? First day we did it? I don't remember. We did it on the first day. I'm not sure. We did it very early on. We've been doing Shofar Midi the Tefillah. Lots and lots of rashis. We'll talk about it later, Sully, if you want. We'll put them like this. Now let's go for a moment. What is the Svara when it comes to Yoiva? What's the din of Yoiva? Let's see again, because we really focused on the din of Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the Midi the Tefillah. Let's go back again. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Levi. Mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippur mikfufim. Rav Levi says both of them are kfufim. V'shel kol Hashanah v'pshut. I v'atnan in our Mishnah shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yoal Pashat. Udar makia tanda the Tanya. Rav Yudah Amar Rosh Hashanah shel Ha'yotokim v'shel Sefarim. Kfufim. Ubi yoiv lois v'shel Ye'eva. Shalei mehelchasa ki Rav Yudah. Why doesn't it just say Allah is like Rav Yudah? What's the machlokes? Mar sover be Rosh Hashanah kama dekayif inish daite tvei mailim. Ubi oy makipurim kama de poshit inish daite tvei mailim. Umar sover Rosh Hashanah kama de poshit inish daite tvei mailim. Ubi tainis kama dekayif inish daite tvei mailim. So let's start with the first one. Who's that holds you should have kafuf? Who in the Mishnah holds you should have kafuf? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says on Rosh Hashanah should be kafuf. And Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur kamadi poshit inish daite tvei mailim. Should be straight. Because Yom Kippur wants straight. Why? It seems that it's thematic with Yom Kippur. Is that correct? Is that what it sounds like from the Gemara? Thematic with Rosh Hashanah is Kayif. Thematic with Yom Kippur is Pashut. So, why would you want a Shofar Pashut on Yom Kippur? Because it's thematic. Kama de Pashut inish daite tvei maili. B'yom Kippurim, I'm reading you the Lashon of the Gemara. B'yom Kippurim, kama de Pashut inish daite tvei maili. Okay. Now, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, according to the Chachomim, what do we blow on Rosh Hashanah? The Chachomim. Pshutim. What do we blow on Yom Kippur? According to the Chachomim. Pshutim. Because the end of the Mishnah says, Shaveh, Yoivel, the Rosh Hashanah. But Kiyos, which Rashi says means, Pshutim. Why? Why? Says Rashi, because Gzeira Shaveh. Why do I have to come on to Gzeira Shaveh to say the reason we're blowing Yom Kippur is because of the reason we're blowing Yom Kippur is because of Pshutim, because Gzeira Shaveh. The Gemara says that there's a reason Yom Kippur wants Pshutim. It's thematic to Yom Kippur. Kamei dePashut Inish Daite Tvei Maile. That's the Svara we're saying for Rabbi Yehuda. So why do the Chachamim, the Tanakama, have to be coming from Gzeira Shaveh? Why can't the Tanakama be saying, on Yom Kippur, it's thematic to be Pshutim? Excuse me, what? No, Rosh Hashanah, he holds Kama de Pashut Inish Daite Tvei Mali on Rosh Hashanah. And maybe on Yom Kippur also Kama de Pashut Inish Daite Tvei Mali. Why is it that we're blowing a shofar that is pashut according to the Tanakhama on Rosh Hashanah? Why in Rosh Hashanah do we have a shofar that's pashut? The Gemara says, that he holds, Kama de Pashit Inish Taite Tvei Maile. That's the reason for the Tanakama on Rosh Hashanah. Because he holds Rosh Hashanah, that we said that Rosh Hashanah is going to feel like this. So why did we need to come up with a different reason for why the Tanakama holds on Yom Kippur we're doing flat? Why couldn't the reason for the Tanakama also be because thematic, you want it to be flat? What? No, it's not called for Yom Kippur. Who said? Okay, who said? Why? Why? Where did they get that from? Why don't you say Tanakama agrees? Yom Kippur. Listen, Rabbi Yehuda says Yom Kippur, it's thematic to be straight. Well, we'll see. We'll see why. It's thematic to be straight. Okay, what is Tanakama hold? I don't know. Why can't they agree with that? Why can't they agree? Yeah, I agree Yom Kippur is thematic to be straight. I just think on Rosh Hashanah, it should also be straight. No. Tanakama is saying, really, the only reason why we are blowing kafuf, we're blowing shutim, I mean, on Yom Kippur is because of Gzeirah Shavah. And that gets us into trouble, my friends. Because I have to figure out, Gzeirah Shavah, yes, Gzeirah Shavah, Gzeirah Shavah, only Likuba, Gzeirah Shavah, all that hack we came up with. What do we need that for? Why do we have to come up with Gzeirah Shavah? Just say, Yom Kippur is thematic. No, they're not arguing. They're agreeing about Yom Kippur. They agree about Yom Kippur. They both say Yom Kippur has to be pshutim. Rosh Hashanah, they disagree. Because Tanakama says, Rosh Hashanah, I think thematic should be pshutim. That's the way we daven. We daven like this. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we daven like this. Okay, and Yom Kippur, let's agree. Why can't we agree? So Rabbi Yisai, I have two diyukim that they don't agree. Diyukim in the Mishnah, that they don't agree. One of them was my own. One of them was from the Heilige Bochrims. The Lashon is Mashmah, they don't agree. Why? Because the Mishnah ends, the Mishnah says, Shoveh. The Lashon of the Mishnah is, Shoveh Yoyvel Rosh Hashanah. They're equal. Why don't you just say Yom Kippur, Yoyvel, we blow up Pshutim? Why don't you say equal? You have to say it that way. Just say it. Yom Kippur, we blow up Pshutim. They're equal. You know what it sounds like we're saying when we say they're equal? What does it sound like? The reason is because we have a Gzeirah Shavah that says they're equal. Shavah, Gzeirah, Shavah, Shavah, Yoshinah, Yom Kippur. That's why. So the Mishnah is screaming to me and saying that they're equal. Shavah Yom Rosh Hashanah. It should have said, on Rosh Hashanah, we're blowing Pshutim. On Yom Kippur, I'm going to blow Pshutim. So first of all, that's a question if we want to put brachas here. I don't think we want to. Brachas, I think, is only schlept because of Tkiyas. Brachas doesn't belong in our Mishnah. So, what? Right. Adarabah. Adarav, it could be Das Gufa. I don't remember what the diak that you made was. You have to remind me what the diak was. But Das Gufa. What is Brachas doing in the Mishnah? Because it's Xer Shavah. So then Tkis has to be Xer Shavah also. But exactly what you're saying could be a Toisefes to what we're saying. Is that what you said? No? Is that what you said? No, we just said before when you came over. Yeah, you said there's an extra Lashon. Someone said this, like, why did we say that? I don't remember what you said anymore. In the Gemara. You said in the Gemara? Something else that they agreed upon that you said. I think that's what it was. Why does Rabbi Yehuda have to say, that's the deal. Why does Rabbi Yehuda have to say, B'yoyvlai spishel ye'elim? They all agree that B'yoyvlai spishel ye'elim. Rabbi Yehuda's only arguing that was the deal. Wasn't you, Avi? Someone else made that deal? Someone here came over with that deal? I was daydreaming. What does it say? The Mishnah says, "Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rosh Hashanah Taki Michel Zecharim B'yoyv Lois Michel Ye'elim." The Tanakhama also agrees that B'yoyv you do Ye'elim. So why are we repeating that? Why do we have to say that? That was you. I wasn't daydreaming. Excellent. Who are you with? Oh. Why does it say Yoiv Lois Michel Ya'elim? They agree. The answer is they agree, but they don't agree. They agree about that it's both going to be for the same, it's going to have the same type of shofar. But the Tanakama's reason is because of Shoveh. I'm saying the reason you're blowing is because they have Xerah Shoveh. But the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is a different reason. It's because he holds that the Yom Kippur, the Yoivel, needs Ya'elim. Beside the Yoivel, there's Ya'elim. Therefore, he says, he repeats it because Ke'ilu is coming from a different place. He agrees, but he doesn't agree. Not for your reason, I have my own reason. Here, everybody say, our batteries are low. I think everyone's batteries are low right now. There's a lot of work to do here. It's important to fill this out. We're going to continue with this sugya, hopefully. Too.